Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Our hymn this week is Near to the Heart of God. We read in James chapter 4, verse 8, "Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded." My dad was an encourager and was always there to ensure that I was striving to be the man God wanted me to be. He stressed that after he was gone, I would hold fast to the gospel and point people in the direction of the cross. I yearn for the day when I will see my dad once again, but even more so, I yearn for the day when I will meet my Savior face to face. Our current pandemic is not the first such disaster. In the early days of the 20th century, there was an outbreak of diphtheria in the U.S. that claimed many lives. In 1903, Cleland McCaffey was the director and chaplain at Park College in Parkville, Missouri. As epidemic swept through the area, two of his nieces died from the dread disease, and others in the household were quarantined. In Cleland's hour of grief, he wrote the hymn, "Near to the Heart of God," and brought the college choir to sing it outside the house. If you are passing through the valley of the shadow of death right now, I know each of us will at some time in our life, let the words of this hymn bring the quiet assurance we need. Near to the Heart of God, verse 1. There is a place of quiet rest near to the heart of God, a place where sin cannot molest, near to the heart of God. And the refrain, "O Jesus, blessed Redeemer, sent from the heart of God, hold us who wait before thee, near to the heart of God." Verse 2. There is a place of comfort sweet near to the heart of God, a place where we our Savior meet, near to the heart of God. O Jesus, blessed Redeemer, sent from the heart of God, hold us who wait before thee, near to the heart of God. Verse 3. There is a place of full release, near to the heart of God, a place where all is joy and peace, near to the heart of God. O Jesus, blessed Redeemer, sent from the heart of God, hold us who wait before thee, near to the heart of God. Blessings, dear hearts. God is with us today in order for us to be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
We trust you've enjoyed today's devotional. Please forward this devotional on to someone who could use the encouragement. If you aren't currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals, you can subscribe by going to dailyevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.